Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to offer some tips for managing coworkers when you work in a flat organization. Our question comes from someone who's leading a project involving several coworkers, but isn't sure how to hold anyone accountable for delivering their work on time. Mm-hmm. After we look at the pluses and minuses of flat organizations, we're going to discuss what happens when a company is the complete opposite, too hierarchical.
Oh, yeah. The topic of accountability and clear lines of decision-making in flat organizations is a very real one that I think we've come across a number of times. And I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So, Logan, what's our question this week?
I work at a company that could be described as a flat organization. We have very loosely defined flexible roles, and there are no clear lines of authority. Most of the time, this makes for a creative and dynamic work culture, but currently I'm working on a project with the client that has several components, and while I'm in charge of interfacing with the client, I'm not authorized to make the other members of my team accountable for their work product. How do I communicate with my team members in a way that isn't offensive, but makes them take responsibility for delivering their parts of the project on time?
I mean, I think this really is about having great work relationships, where you understand that, you know, everybody has weak points and everybody has, different time constraints. So how do you be a cheerleader yet get everyone to be accountable, including yourself? Right. I think is one of open communication.
Yeah, I was thinking that it's also one of group communication that and which can be challenging as well, because you may have a number of virtual workers in this picture. You know, often there are. Mm-hmm. But that notion of actually coming together as a team and reaching some agreements about deadlines and about, you know, what each player is willing to commit to producing, and also are there consequences as a team when someone isn't able to meet their deadlines? What do we do? How do we handle it? What do we tell the client?
I see. It's about open communication as far as I'm concerned. So if you're going to be late or you can't deliver, then you have to make sure you tell people that rather than holding them hostage. So this really is about creating a culture of being honest, which not everybody is good at. But for whoever sent this in, you can always be a model for that.
Right.
And then hope other people will follow suit. But if you have a weak link, this is the problem with flat organizations. If there's a weak link, someone who isn't honest, it just makes excuses or points fingers. It's rough.
Well, and I have a client who's had that very same experience, where the weak link is not producing, and then the client gets mad at
Everyone,
exactly. Right. And there's no recourse. Like, what do we do with this person?
Mm-hmm. So what do they do?
What my client is now doing is calling them together as a team and saying, right, how do we handle this? When the client is telling me, I don't like what's happening, what am I supposed to tell them?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you first have to start by going to that person, maybe as a group or maybe just one at a time, and saying, how do we help you here? Because I'm sure you don't want us all to look bad.
Yeah. Right.
So what can we do to support you? Do you need more help? Do you need us to take this away for now? Where I can already hear people going, do their work for them. And that's not what I'm saying, because...
You're not?
No, I'm not saying that. I think sometimes, you know, you do have to do somebody else's work in order to keep the client happy. Then when that project is done, you go back and say, okay, how are you going to pay me back here?
Yeah.
I did that for you, which we needed to get it done. So next time I'm going to ask you to step up, or I just think you work it out with that person.
Yeah. Well, and actually that's a good point, Kathy, because maybe part of what you're saying is this is one of the casualties of a flat organization. It's just going to happen. You can't expect that everyone's going to be a high producer. And the likelihood is if you are a high producer, you may well be compensating for someone who's not. Fine. find yourself in that position.
Right.
And so you do it temporarily and then figure out a way to remedy the situation going forward.
Right. If it's somebody that needs to be let go, well, that's another story. There's, yeah. I mean, even a flat organization does have somebody who makes that decision, I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be somebody on top who makes that decision. Yeah. Whoever hired them can let them go.
Ultimately.
Hopefully.
Oh, so that's another thing, though, which we always talk about is while this is going on, it's probably very important to document the actual facts of what's happening,
right.
Who is and who is not producing on time, what the consequences of that are, what you're trying to do to resolve it, and so on.
You know, you can come up with some policies as a group. You know, what do you do if you're going to be late? Your work is going to be late. What do you do if you're out sick and you need somebody to support you?
Right.
I mean, you couldn't create a whole team thing here, hopefully. You know, people are people and they have outside lives and things happen sometimes in people's lives that affect their work.
Right.
So you can't always be, you know, it has to be one way and not another way. Like, you have to be flexible. Until we are only working with robots, we've got the human condition. So I think we have to learn to work with people and be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm wondering if anyone here has worked in a flat organization and had the experience of someone not carrying their weight and how that went down.
Well, I mean, I feel I've carried the weight for other people, but ultimately it's a wash. I mean, people that don't do their job eventually get caught.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good in the moment. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of in the moment, but ultimately I've learned the lesson that, first of all, when you do somebody else's work, you teach them a lesson, which is that you're going to do their work.
Right.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
If in a flat organization, you're not in a situation to say, you know, I'm going to do this to you and then you're going to get fired. Like, you have no power. You just want to get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they get found out. That's my feeling. Maybe. It may take longer than you want, but it happens.
You may have to plant some evidence somewhere, some
right.
late stickers.
You may have to badmouth them.
Yeah.
Tell on them.
I've given people false deadlines before.
Uh-huh.
So if I know something was due on Fridays, I'd tell them maybe that it's due on Tuesday, knowing that I'll get it either by Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That way I'm still getting it on time.
Yeah, that works.
Right. Friday, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that is probably the deal, is that you have to kind of coax it.
Right.
Coax the person through the situation.
Right.
Which in itself, if you have a strong sense of justice, can be very irritating. So part of this is self-management, right? The fairness quotient in you that may feel that the underperformers should be held more accountable, and you're not sure how that would happen. And I think, Kathy, you were mentioning, well, someone would ultimately let this person go. You could also go to that leader of the organization and ask her tips of how, you know, if you were in the situation, how do you make a weaker worker produce in a more efficient manner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and don't do the work of the group, because that's what a lot of people do. I'm just thinking about this one client of mine who definitely does. She does everybody's work, and because they don't. And she's trained them that way. And then I found out from her personal life, her home life is the same way. She cooks all the meals, cleans it up, does all the shopping. She does everything. And then wonders like why nobody helps her.
Sounds like a role.
Yeah.
I hear a roll coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's been doing it for a long time. So she's going to have to learn to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a very good point. And actually, I was thinking along the lines of if working with this group, you could say, I need your help here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very specifically, I need your help with what to say when one of us doesn't meet our deadlines. I need your help with how to hold our, you know, how we keep each other on track, and ask for the help of the group rather than demanding that they need to come up with that.
Good. Yeah. Not a fun, sometimes it's not fun.
Not easy.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and if you have any comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get onto our email list, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's 22828 My Crazy Office, and you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what happens when a company is too hierarchical, so the complete opposite of a flat organization.
Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about the lines of authority are very strictly drawn. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a very prescribed role, and there's a process for everything. Is that right? Okay.
And you better follow it.
or else.
Yeah, yes. And that, your decision or whatever you want to do goes to the next person above you, and then that person has to take it to the person above you. And you may not be included in the higher conversations.
Right.
So my clients that are in situations like this, they have to let it go, because they know that it's going to take a long time and that it may not work out for them. They try to, write reports and convince, but they know that it's going to go up a ladder and it may come out differently. They have to let go. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
And
if you can't work in a hierarchy, that becomes a problem.
Uh-huh. You mean if you're someone who doesn't like following a strict set of rules and procedures and moving up the line?
Doesn't like your ideas being changed or ditched by somebody above you who hasn't spoken to you?
Uh-huh. Or subsumed by someone above you?
That too.
Also just not being a part of the process anymore.
Right.
Especially if you put time and energy into something and then it kind of goes off and you're left waiting.
Right.
I think this is so interesting because I think that there are people who feel more secure with hierarchy and then there are people who feel more secure with flatter organizations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's part of what I get the sense we're pointing at here is that you kind of have to know who you are and what's the better fit for you in terms
Definitely.
Of how an organization works.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you don't mind the slowness, because it is a slow process, the more people that are involved in it. That's why, flat organizations were born, was to be agile and flexible so that the decisions could be made in 15 minutes.
Right.
And the whole company could change directions or the department. That's not what's going to happen in something that's more hierarchical.
Well, I was thinking, and you can point to some of them, like financial institutions, education, right? Often educational institutions, government organizations.
But organizations that have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that they've built a very large organization where there's many layers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really nothing wrong with it. It's just, can you work in it?
Right. Mm.
It was, I worked in a very large corporation my first 5 years in the workforce, and it was good for me because I learned structure and I learned systemization. Like, there's real systems for the way things are done.
Right.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I went to a small company on Friday, and it was a catering company, but a large catering company with 60 people working there, 5 events a day. And I love the systemization. They really had, there's a process that we follow to get things done. Not everybody likes that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you do have to know you. What do you like? What's going to work for you?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I'm thinking what's true is when I did the Peace Corps, there was a very clear system that you went through. There was a selection process and there's an assignment process. And even though it was very loosey-goosey once you got to the country, still there was a whole process for orienting you and a whole process for how you were supposed to work out in the field.
Mm-hmm. There's something comforting about that.
There was something comforting. And also there was a central office you would go to with any questions should something come up and you weren't sure what the correct protocol was.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like that. I think I got to have the best of both worlds because I was out in the field. So sometimes when you're in a very hierarchical situation, if you get to go out in the field, you have a little more freedom, I think.
Right. Yes, there's freedom, but I also hear there's a lot of structure around yes. that freedom, which, yeah. you know, is not a bad thing when you're in foreign territory.
Right.
Right.
Right. So if you're in, what happens when it's too hierarchical? How would one identify that?
Well, if you feel things, decisions are taking too long and that it needs the approval of so many people and that you're just sitting around kind of waiting, you're busy, but you're waiting.
And your ideas are diluted all the time or erased.
Yeah, or decisions just take forever to make that by the time they're made, it's sort of irrelevant. Like you miss timely things. There's no real flexibility in that. Then I think... I mean, the thing I liked about working in a hierarchy for the limited I did for 5 years was that I wasn't responsible for everything. So I was only a piece of the decision making. Right. And I enjoyed that at that time in my career.
So it may be that at different times in one's career, different degrees of structure are more or less appealing.
Right. And when you have many voices, you have many different expertise weighing in.
Yeah.
And so the decisions in many ways could be better. I mean, I have to say I've made decisions and, you know, you and I only had a little bit of consequences. No one else knew. So the ones, the bad decisions, you know, we could just go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, we weren't embarrassed.
Yeah.
So there's some nice sides to both, really.
Yeah. And it sounds like in some ways... It could be that early in your career might be a good time to be in a fairly hierarchical situation just so that you learn how systems actually work.
It worked for me to start in a very large company. I think it was a really good training experience. For one, to learn I didn't want any more of it. And two, to learn how to structure a small business.
Yeah. Another interesting idea that comes to mind is that you may, it could be that you don't like the hierarchy, but you still like the industry. So then it may be a question of finding another company in the same industry that's more loosely organized.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of this segment. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.